In this audio file, you're going to do 25 minutes of cardio, like I actually expect you to go do that. So you can do it on a treadmill, or you can do it outside in a safe place to run. And I'm going to push you, because to be honest, I'm having a pretty bad day, and I want someone to be sadistic too. I want someone to push and shove and get you all sweaty, gasping for air, because working out can feel so much like sadism and masochism. So that's what we're going to do. I expect you to be listening to this file in headphones or where nobody else can hear. And you're going to listen to it the whole time you do cardio. I expect you to exercise within your own limits. And if you feel like you're trying too hard, you feel nauseous, you feel dizzy, feel like you're gonna throw up, or even way before you get that bad, I expect you to understand your own limits and stop. I like pushing, I like being mean, but I don't break my toys. And since I'm not there in person, you'll have to be responsible. In this file, I'm going to keep time for you and motivate you. So let's get started. You're gonna start walking for 2 minutes. I want you to warm up. And I'm gonna tell you about how I'm gonna push you. Soon, not yet, you will be running for 25 minutes. If you're on a treadmill, I expect you to do 6 miles per hour if you want to orgasm. You can do less, but you don't have my permission to orgasm after. And if you're going to be running not on a treadmill, I expect you to be keeping track of where you're running or how far, and you will be allowed to orgasm after if you run at least 4.17 miles. And if you don't, well, you can just try this again, and you can try it again and again and again. It's a little bit difficult, but I just want to push you. Makes me feel better knowing that you are going to struggle and you might fail. I love putting the ability to orgasm in a sub's hands and having them fail, because then it's really all your fault. So get ready to run in about 10 seconds. Almost there, and go. So you should be running at a pace that you can maintain for 25 minutes, and I'm gonna be here the whole time. Usually when you're running, maybe you'd be thinking about work, friends, family, some annoying thing stuck in your brain, some stress. And honestly, that's okay if any of that creeps in. But I'm here to distract you. If any thoughts come up when you're running, you can just let them go. You don't need to pay attention to them. All you have to do is move your body. All you have to do is run at the pace I told you to, or pretty close. and you're going to fulfill my order, or try your best. I like a sub that can follow orders. I like a sub that struggles, that strains, that knows that ultimately what matters is that I gave you the order and you're here to obey me. You're here to serve. Maybe usually you'd be listening to music right now. I know when I exercise, I have a certain playlist that I listen to that just completely gets my heartbeat up. That just sounds so loud in my ears that makes me energized. But I think you'll be feeling a different kind of energized right now. Maybe you wish you were doing something else, touching yourself to my voice. But that's not allowed. I really don't want you doing that. I think it's so much more fun to have your undivided attention while you're working out, while you're sweating, while you're straining. Don't even need to look at the timer. It's already been 2.5 minutes. Time is going to go very quickly. And if you feel strain in your body, that's okay. Just pay attention. You don't want it to get too much. I want you to push to your limit. Good subs know their limits, and they don't go over them. And you're going to be a good sub for me. Which can be a lot of things. I'm a very selfish dom. A very selfish queen. I demand a lot. I like causing pain and discomfort. I've noticed it runs very deep. It takes a very long time for me to be satisfied. And today, I think I'm just being a little bit extra nice by giving you the chance to orgasm. But really, my sadism will probably not be satiated. Maybe it would be satiated if I was there in person and I could be watching you right now. I could be watching you struggling. Just sitting there next to the treadmill or next to where you're running. Still so early. Still so much time to run. But that's good, isn't it? Because you get my attention for the whole time. You get my attention when you listen to my orders. And I know you want it. But yeah. I would love watching you. Maybe that would satiate my desire for causing pain. I would enjoy watching you sweat. I would enjoy watching your shirt get soaked. Watching your breathing get labored. Watching you push yourself. It's kind of a really interesting mindfuck, watching someone push themselves to exercise. It's difficult. It's very difficult. Most people don't exercise. But it's worth it when you sweat. I know I'm doing this to be a pain, but I'm also doing it for your own good. When you're done, you should have happy endorphins in your body. You should feel good. And if you, for some reason, don't from the run, maybe you'll have them just from completing my order. Since I will be pleased with you if you manage to get to the end of the audio and do as much as I expect and tell you to do. And I have faith you can do it. But yeah, if I was there, I'd just be watching you. Or maybe I'd be on video chat. That would be fun. Because then I could be playing with myself as you exercised. I love doing that. I love pleasuring myself around a sub when they're not allowed to touch. It's really quite enjoyable. And I love the look of exhaustion a sub gets in their face. I would love watching you be exhausted. Quite a bit of time has passed. Don't worry, I'm still watching it. Not enough. You still have quite a bit of ways to go. But I would love watching you. Every second. Muscles straining. Struggling. I would find it so incredibly ironic. I'm sure I would be wet by now. But just because I'm wet doesn't mean I would treat you nicely. It's really just about me. Sometimes when I'm turned on, I still just want to push. I still just want to get a sub to the edge. I think that's why I like exercise control so much. Because this is taking a considerable amount of willpower for you to keep going. And it's honing your body and your mind. And it changes your mind. If you regularly exercise, you will feel emotionally better. You know, there are a lot of benefits to exercising. You might feel more confident, happier. Short-term, long-term happiness. You might learn things about yourself. You'd probably learn more determination, more willpower. Feeling more like you can overcome obstacles. And I want all those things for you. With the lovely side effect of making it difficult for you the whole time. It's kind of like pushing you through fire. And you'll be molded and changed by the end of it. And I like that. Physically, you'll be changed too, of course. You'll be different. How I want. You're already getting there. We are 10 minutes in, almost. Right about now is 10 minutes. So you have 15 more to go. Just 15 more minutes. You can do it. I know you can. But yes, back to what I was saying. I want to shape your body. I want to push you through difficult activities over and over and over again. So that you sweat for me and ache for me. So that you have the body that I want. That you've honed under my training. And if you already have a body that I would want, I want to push you further. Just because I can. I want to take you further. I want to push you further than you think you can go. and get you right to the edge of your limits and hold you there. Breathless, struggling, wanting to please. In spite of yourself, staying doing things that are so difficult. That's what turns me on. And I know you want to turn me on. I know you want to make me happy. And I'm giving you a chance to do that. I'm giving you a chance to be molded into my toy. To have my words stuck in your head whenever you want. Because you can listen to these files, this file again, other files I make. So you can be transformed how I want. I want so many things from you. I just want a toy to objectify. Somebody I'm proud to call mine. Because you're hardworking. Because you're determined. And that's okay if you're not there yet. I'm gonna kind of trick you into getting there. I know it's a lot more fun to push yourself when somebody else seems to be doing the pushing. I want to strengthen your willpower. I want to show you that you're stronger than you think you are. And that doesn't sound like a contradiction to me, that you're stronger than you think you are, and I want to show you. And then I also want to hurt you very badly. That's just what I like doing to my toys. Hurting them, scratching them up, making them sweat, making them gasp. I would love to make you gasp. I would love to make you struggle for air. I would love to push you, and I'm glad that I'm pushing you now. I'm glad that I have your attention now. How obedient you're being. I like it. You're over 14 minutes in. I imagine it's getting harder. But that's okay. That's part of the fun. You're here to be pushed. Molded. Changed. Transformed by my words. Into what I want. 15 minutes. You have 10 minutes left. You're more than halfway there. Just 10 more minutes. And if those thoughts about other things in your life are coming back in, that's okay. I don't mind competing with thoughts a little bit. As long as you're not too distracted, I won't be offended. But you can let them go. Not a big deal. Don't need to force yourself to let them go. Just let them go when you're ready. That's gonna happen. And I'm here. For you. Here to hurt you. Here to push you. Here to motivate you. here to help you, to take care of you in a way that suits me. I think it's nice when our interests align, don't you? Because I know you wouldn't be here if you didn't want to be molded and encouraged into being a better toy for me. I like being selfish with you. I like that this is a one-way audio file. That as much as I would enjoy, you know, being on video chat or being in person, I also quite like that you don't get to talk back to what I'm saying. That you don't really get a say in what we're doing today. You either listen to the file, and I expect you to do the file as intended by doing cardio. And if you don't, I would be very, very disappointed and annoyed. But that's it. You're either here to follow my orders, no ability to talk back, or you just don't listen to the file. You just don't get me to dom you. It's a very pushy, selfish kind of arrangement. And I like that. I like that I can pick how long you're gonna run for, how fast you're gonna run for. I mean, maybe you aren't able to run as fast as I want, but then you're not gonna orgasm. And I very much expect you to follow that order. I would be pretty unhappy to hear that you listened to my file, that you did enjoy hearing me talk, that you got my attention, and didn't do as I said. It's like a contract. You listen, you follow orders. That's what you signed up for. So, if you don't run for the whole 25 minutes, or if you don't run 6 miles per hour, or run the 4 miles, 4.17 miles, if you're not on a treadmill, or 6 miles per hour if you're on a treadmill, if you're not doing that, I expect you to have some self-control. I expect you to submit how I want you to submit. Because that's what you're here for, isn't it? You're here to be a sub, and you're not a bottom. You're not here to tell me what kinks you want to do, because I'm really not interested in that. I care about your limits. I care about you, that I don't break you. But beyond that, we're going to do what I want, and you're going to orgasm when I want. And if I don't want you to, you're not going to. And that is the way that you fulfill my sadism, that you make me happy, you take seriously that I've given you attention, and that you should do what I say with it. Because I know you want to dominate. I know you want me to be your queen, if even just for a little bit. And that means you've got to push yourself past what you want to do, even when I'm not forcing you. Good job. You have 5 minutes left. I'm not forcing you to do them. Force is just a fantasy when it comes to BDSM because there's all consent. But I expect you to hold up your end of the bargain. That's how I get sadistic enjoyment. From teasing you. From knowing somewhere, whenever you listen to this file, I'd like to think you're going to actually submit to me. That makes me happy. Makes me happy to imagine you sweating right now. Makes me happy to think that this is probably difficult. And if it's not, makes me happy to imagine making it more difficult. making you run further, making you run faster, making you run longer. I want you to get to your personal best and go past it. I want you to do that in every area of your life. Always. But here's the one I've got control over. Here's the one where I'm pushing. And you're listening. Because you want to be here. I know you want to submit. I know the thought turns you on. And I know that you're not touching yourself right now, and that's my favorite part. That no matter what I say, you're not touching yourself, and you better not listen to this audio back when you're touching yourself later. Because I don't want you to. I want you to just have the memory of my voice and the memory of how hard you tried and how good you are for me. I have a lot of demands, if you didn't notice. A lot of ways I like to push denial. Make things more difficult than they need to be. They never need to be this difficult, but that's the fun part. It's fun that I won't be there when you touch yourself. It's fun that I'm gonna spend, you know, over 30 minutes talking to you in general. And then when you finally earn touching yourself, you're gonna be all alone. Actually like that. I don't want you to have sub drop or anything, so if you do, I do have an aftercare file. Not that mean. I don't think anyone should be that mean. But I do want to push you, and I do want you to experience denial. I enjoy you sweating. I enjoy you struggling. I enjoy you being denied and turned on and wanting. I want you wanting. You're so close. You have, right now, a minute and a half left. I know you can finish. And I'm very proud of you that you stuck it out this long. I feel a little bit better having talked to you. Sometimes it's nice to talk to you when I know you'll listen. It's nice that you'll hear my voice and you'll fulfill my orders. Less than 1 minute left. You're doing so good. I'm really happy with you so far. You're doing such a good job. Keep going. You can do this. I'm watching time for you. You don't have to worry about anything. Just get that last push in. If you want to run faster, you can. You're almost done. Less than 30 seconds. You're doing so great. Almost there. You're making me happy by trying. So close and walk. So I'm gonna have you walk for a minute or two and just walk while you listen to the rest of this audio. I will be here while you cool down. Just pay attention to your body. Hopefully you're aroused. Maybe that's what you're paying attention to. But just pay attention. See if you have any feel-good endorphins. See what it feels like to push yourself. Maybe you do it a lot. Maybe you don't do it often enough. But I like that you did it for me because I told you to. It made me happy. You pleased me. And I like that I can motivate you to do something good for yourself. That makes me happy too. I want to take care of you. I want to help you be better. I want to help you reach things you didn't know about yourself. And I think the motivation that helped you keep going in this is transferable. And, you know, maybe next time you're doing something difficult, you can think of this. You can walk a little bit slower now. We're almost done cooling down. When this audio is done, when you have some privacy, you can orgasm if you did it properly. And if you didn't, that's okay. There's always next time. Either way, I encourage you to listen to this file again. I think it would be fun if you did. And I'm really happy with you. I'm happy you tried for me. And I like objectifying you. I like pushing you. And exercising control to decide what you're gonna do next. That's really hot to me. So, for now it's goodbye, but I'm sure you'll hear from me again soon. Bye.